Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture and all of the connections between them. Today, we are at Ocean City. Robin and I have attended the Chesapeake Associated Press Broadcasting Association in Ocean City earlier this week. This meeting encourages the excellence and participation in journalism in a meaningful way, as well as provides awards and sponsorships, not only for radio, where you're hearing us, as well as podcasts and TV. It was during this meeting that it occurred to me, how the world did Ocean City become a vacation place? Driving through the Delmarva, the rich soil, the eastern shore, Maryland is truly the United States in miniature. Driving through the Delmarva, how do those farmers get away? They have crops, they have animals, they have livestock, they have all of the things that help make Ocean City so rich for us. When I started diving into this, I ran across some interesting facts, and I hope you will be interested too. Here we go. Did you know that the population of Ocean City year-round is 6,844 people in 1,510 square miles? The summer population goes to 320,000 to 345,000. Wow! If you've been to Eastern Shore, to Ocean City, you probably know what you're expecting when you get there, but what are the lives of the folks that are normally there? What are they doing? They're the medical folks, they're the hotel, hospitality industry. They're the environmentalists. They're watching out for us when we're there. Did you know that during the summer, firefighters, EMTs, summer help is also brought in, not just in the hospitality industry, but also in all of those civil services that patrons who attend Ocean City, those 320,000 of us, rely on and expect to be there when we call at 911 or we have an emergency situation. The water, the salt air, the sand produces the seafood and the fun that we expect. But let's start off with that water, the color, the air, the sound, the danger, and go into the Ocean City Life-Saving Museum. Because as beautiful as the water is, it's incredibly dangerous and changes what we think of Ocean City. The building that currently houses the Life-Saving Museum was formerly a Coast Guard building and provided supports in various capacities to the community as it's moved through town to its current location near the pier. The red brick color of the roof gives a contrast to the surroundings, and that's how, at least one local legend says, the color of the lighthouse roofs become red. Let's go back in history, starting with the logbooks, our old-time Facebook. The logbook is from the Ocean City, Maryland Life Saving Station from the period of December 26th, just after Christmas, 1878 to January 22nd, 1880. And it contains a daily record of weather conditions, times, and directions, the surfman's patrols, shipwrecks, and the account of rescues performed by keeper William T. West and crew of the Ocean City Station. It's a gift of William Wimbrough. If you could see this, the entry and the cursive writing speaks of a different day and a different time. What was a day in the life at the coast like? What was it like to be a lifesaver on duty? Tuesday, September 23rd, 1879. This day commences with winds from the north, wet and over east. Surf is very high. 12 noon and then a sunset. Finish has been from the west-southwest. Weather is overcast. Surf is going down. And then there's a note in the patrol of what happened and who was found and what was going on. Truly speaks of a different time and different day. I'm not sure that our WeatherBug app would actually be appropriate for this. The life car, which was deployed to bring shipwreck victims in, or folks that had become stranded, almost looks like something that belongs on a roller coaster. If you go to our website page or our Raising Connections Facebook, you'll see it. You put yourself in, you hold on tight, seal the lid, and you get pulled in. The life car is a rare piece of early rescue equipment. It almost looks like something you would find on a carnival ride on our modern days or on a roller coaster. The life car is placed in every life-saving station on the East Coast. A life car can be used if a shipwreck lies within 2 football fields of the beach. It's considered to be the fastest means of rescuing large numbers of people from a sinking ship. It is, however, quite burdensome and rarely used by the surfmen. The life car weighs 225 pounds and is made of galvanized sheet iron. Oh my goodness, can you imagine doing something like this? The breeches buoy is used to rescue people from a shipwrecked vehicle. If the wreck was close to the beach, a line was fired to the ship. The breeches buoy was then sent out to the vessel in distress. Once the person is placed in the breeches, it looks like a giant pair of Fruit of the Looms hanging from a life donut, the thing that you would see in the old ships. Once the person is placed in the breeches buoy, the whip line is used to pull the breeches buoy back to shore. This maneuver will be repeated until all of those on board are taken from the shipwreck. A breeches buoy rescue can be a dangerous and grueling effort for both the lifesavers and those being saved. A surf boat, relatively new and used specifically in this area, was a 26-foot double-ended self-bailing surf boat used by the United States Life Saving Service to rescue mariners from a sinking ship. The surf boat is used when a shipwreck is beyond the range of the Lyell gun, which would take the other two options out of use. The two storms that changed Ocean City's history, the hurricane of August 23, 1933, and March 6 through 8, 1962. The present-day inlet was created during the hurricane of 1933. A storm cut a swath through the lowest-lying portion of the island, and within 24 hours, a new and much-needed inlet had opened. With each changing tide, the opening grew wider, and the state of Maryland was soon working and installed a jetty system, guaranteeing that Ocean City would have a path to the seaway. The 1933 hurricane devastated many structures in the south end of the city. The buildings seen in the photograph, you'll be able to see on our Facebook page, would collapse in the new inlet in several days. The storm virtually wiped out the poundfish industry, which was the backbone of the local economy. It did, however, cause to be created the sport fish industry, and the town of Ocean City is today, and has been for many years, known as the white marlin capital of the world. In the 1960s, when everybody was having fun out in California, the Ocean City area wasn't forgotten. Surfing regained its popularity in Ocean City in 1964 when the first surf shop, the Eastern Surfer, opened in the basement of Sandy Hill Motel on 18th Street. Two men from Delaware, George Pittman and Bill Wise, previously opened a shop in Delaware 2 years earlier and thought the time was right to open one in Ocean City. Pittman said they sold 45 boards in Ocean City since the branch opened on Memorial Day. The most popular board was around 30 pounds. Remember seeing the pictures of people taking those boards and running to the ocean? In the museum, one of my favorite quotes is, "There are no more committed people on the planet than surfers. We fall down a lot, we turn around, paddle back out, and do it over and over. Unlike anything else in life, the stake of surfing is so high that failures quickly fade from memory." Gary Sirota, surfer. When we leave the logbook and we see the winds coming up and we see things going bad, what happens? The barrier island of Ocean City was formed through a complex process involving ocean waves, wind, sea level changes, and sediment. Initially, sediment deposited by ocean currents form a sandbar. Over time, with the action of the waves and wind, this sandbar grows in height and width, eventually emerging above the water surface to form an island. Interesting facts. Given the veracity of what can happen at the shore and how angry the water can be, life-saving has always been a major part of any place in any time where water, wind, and people and land all come together. When we go into the Life-Saving Museum, I'm going to take you on a journey on what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, because the boat on wheels, the life-saving apparatuses that you seal yourself into that looks like a carnival ride, oh my goodness, putting the boat on wheels makes a lot of sense to me. Why would you put a boat on wheels or a boat on a cart and take it into the water and load it up? Interesting. And did you know, sometimes it was pulled by horses and sometimes by people, depending on what was going on. The buoy britches, I think, are hysterical. It really does look like the Fruit of the Loom. All of these life-saving devices, the buoy britches and the carnival ride-looking, submarine-looking device, were all shot out into the sea in hopes of bringing someone back in safely. The number of lives that have been saved with these devices are quite astounding, but the amount of energy, both for the rescuer and rescuee, that it takes to bring people back to safety is oftentimes underestimated. All of those viciousness in the storms, nothing compares really to the 1933 hurricane that actually separated the inlet Assateague from Ocean City. Mother Nature created that, and the civil engineers helped it out, and now we have Ocean City. When we come back, let's talk about the hospitality and how all this came together.